Okay, I know we keep doing this thing where a pen-only logging is hiding under half the episodes we touch. And then we act surprised like, oh right, that's the whole mechanism. That feels extremely on-brand for Exploring Next.
It's one of those ideas that sounds boring until you notice it's the difference between a system having a memory of what it did and just handing you a final answer like nothing happened.
Exactly. And I want the dumb version first, because I think that's the one people actually need. Like, imagine someone solving a problem on paper and never erasing anything.
Right. They keep adding lines, even when they realize the previous line was wrong. The old line stays there, and a correction shows up next to it.
And that's already the whole vibe, honestly. You're not getting a magical answer blob. You're getting a trail.
Yeah, and in AI, that trail matters because the model can be checked after the fact. If something went sideways, you can point to the exact step instead of staring at the final wrong output.
Which is why this keeps popping up in the agent stuff. We looked at receipts, memory, routing, all that, and the same instinct shows up. If the work matters, someone wants the work recorded.
Sure, and a pen-only logging is the cleanest version of that instinct. The log grows by adding records at the end. It does not quietly rewrite the past.
So before we get too far, quick glosses on the plumbing. We did a whole overview on state serialization episode 758, and that's basically packing the system's current state into something you can save and later restore.
And durable execution is the nearby idea where a task keeps going in a way that survives interruptions, retries, or restarts. So if the process gets knocked over, you can pick up without pretending the work never happened.
Right, and the reason I'm dragging those in is that a pen-only logging is one of the ways you make both of those real. You're saving the state as a sequence of facts and actions, not as a single fragile snapshot.
Exactly. The log is the record of how you got there, and that record can be serialized, replayed, or audited later. It's a running history, not a scrapbook of summaries.
Okay, so mechanism. The model emits tokens in order. Each token gets appended to the log, and the next token can look back at what's already there.
That's the key. The model isn't secretly editing the earlier part and then showing you a cleaner version. If it changes its mind, the change has to appear as new text in the log.
So it might say, I think X, then later actually Y, and both are still there. That's the part that feels almost too simple to matter until you try to debug anything real.
Yeah, because the alternative is the model seeming coherent only because you never saw the false start. A pen-only logging makes the false start part of the evidence.
I like that. It's like the system is forced to leave footprints instead of teleporting from question to answer.
That's not bad. And the footprints are useful because later steps can refer to earlier steps, which means the log is not just storage. It's active context.
Right. And that's where the chain of thought comparison comes in. We've talked about that before, but here the distinction matters. Chain of thought prompting is basically asking the model to show its work.
Oh, interesting.
A pen-only logging is more structural. It's not a favor the model does because we asked nicely. The system requires the chain to exist as it goes.
Yeah, and that changes the failure moat. If the model is wrong, you can see whether it was wrong at the first step, or whether it drifted, or whether it patched over a hole with nonsense later.
That's the bit that makes it feel adoptable. Not glamorous, just useful. And honestly, that is such an Exploring Next take.
Ha! It is annoyingly. But it's the right kind of useful. Receipts beat vibes when something is going to ship.
Now I want to make this concrete because the abstraction only lands halfway. Like that piece we went through on why every AI agent decision needs a receipt. That whole thing is basically a pen-only logging with a nicer jacket on.
No. It's more inspectable, not magically more truthful. If the model is confidently wrong, the log just lets you watch the wrongness happen in sequence.
Which is still better than a single wrong answer. Because at least then you can debug the path, not just the destination.
Exactly. And that's why this shows up in interpretability work too. If the record is complete, you can trace the point where a bad inference or a weird leap entered the chain.
I want to pause on the trade-off because there is one. If you make the log visible, it can get long and annoying fast.
Yeah, and it costs more tokens and memory. The system has to carry all that text around, which means more inference overhead and more stuff for a human to read.
So the nice thing is also the annoying thing. Very classic.
Pretty much. Some systems keep the pen-only log hidden and only expose a filtered version. Others show the whole thing. That's a product choice, not a law of nature.
And if you hide it, you still want the underlying record to exist, right? Because otherwise recovery and audit get mushy.
Right. Hidden or not, the append-only part is what gives you the durable trail. Exposure is the separate question.
Let me put it a better way. The log is the system's memory of what happened, and append-only means that memory has integrity.
Yeah, that's cleaner. And it's why this idea shows up in databases, event streams, and agent systems without needing to be dressed up as a grand theory.
Okay, and this is where I want the newcomer version of the mental model to stick. If you can imagine a notebook where every new thought gets written below the last one, you're there.
Exactly. Not a whiteboard you keep erasing. A notebook. The old stuff stays, the new stuff gets added, and the whole sequence tells you how the answer formed.
I'm thinking about the Reddit thread we looked at on agent decisions needing receipts. That whole argument only makes sense if you believe the path matters as much as the output.
Mm-hmm. And it does, once systems start doing multi-step work. A final answer without the path is fine for trivia. It's not enough when the system is making claims, calling tools, or changing state.
So where does this stand now? Because I don't want anybody walking away thinking this is some abandoned old school thing.
It's still completely live. In practice, it's one of the most basic ways to make system behavior durable and inspectable. People may not call it that every time, but the pattern is everywhere.
And that's the funny part. The name sounds niche, but the behavior is just sitting underneath all the serious stuff that needs a trail.
Exactly. It's buried under nicer product surfaces, but the underlying move is still the same. Keep the record. Add to it. Don't silently rewrite history.
Okay, I think that's the whole shape. It's the notebook, not the whiteboard.
Yeah, the notebook that won't let you rip out the pages.
That's a very wildflower sentence, and I mean that affectionately. We should probably stop before I turn this into a manifesto.
Please do. I can't believe this is how we're spending a Wednesday.
Pretty good Wednesday, though. And honestly, this was one of those ideas that deserved the long version.